This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House meeting ongoing. Opposition MPs demand government's response on national sovereignty issue. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal addresses Nepali community in China and visits Chinese Academy of Sciences. Bilateral talks taking place in a short while. And US and Iran agree framework deal to end war Strait of Hormuz to reopen. Now the news in detail. Parliamentarians of the opposition parties in today's meeting of the House of Representatives urged the government to take national sovereignty and border-related issues seriously. They also demanded clear explanations on several recent developments. As soon as the meeting commenced today, they stood up from the seat in protest. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial thereafter allotted time to Padma Arial, who is the deputy leader of the parliamentary party of the CPN-UML, to put forth her views. Speaking in the meeting, Arial sought clarification regarding remarks made by Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Khanal during his recent visit to India. She also expressed dissatisfaction with the statements made by Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle while responding to parliamentary questions. Likewise, Harkaraj Rai, who is the chairperson of the Sram Sanskriti Party, pressed for the need to remove Prime Minister Balendra Shah's statement on issues delivered in the House of Representatives meeting on the 31st of May from the parliamentary record. He also criticized a series of incidents across the country, including the destruction of SEE students' mobile phones by submerging them in water, the pushing of three-wheeler vehicle off a cliff, and alleged police vandalism involving pelting of stone at a private residence, dubbing these acts as wrongdoing. Similarly, Yuvraj Dulal, the chief whip of the Nepal Communist Party, demanded a government response regarding reports that an Indian Army helicopter had entered Nepal's territory in Darchula district. He also drew the government's attention to the concerns that a renowned tea industry in Ilam district was on the verge of closure. Also voicing concerns, Nepali Congress's Renuka Gowda called for making public the reports prepared by a probe committee regarding the assets of Minister for Home Affairs Sudhan Gurung. Bharat Giri, who represents the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, hailed the valor and the courage demonstrated by the citizens of Nepal in Susta Nawal Parasi, who confronted personnel from the India's border force Sashastra Sima Bal personnel after they allegedly entered Nepal's territory with weapons. He also urged the government to be more sensitive to the concerns and security of Nepalese living in the border areas. Minister for Foreign Affairs Sisir Khanal, who is on a four-day official visit to China, visited the Institute of Tibetan Plateau Research, Chinese Academy of Sciences, this morning. According to the Nepali Embassy in Beijing, Minister Khanal visited the research institute and emphasized the need for more intensive cooperation between the two countries. The foreign minister reached Beijing on Sunday morning at the cordial invitation of his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi, who is also a member of the Politburo of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of China. Upon arrival in Beijing, the foreign minister was received by Chargé d'Affaires of the Nepali Embassy, Rosan Khanal, and officials of the China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. On his first day, Minister Khanal attended a variety of programs in the capital, including a reception hosted by the embassy. On the occasion, Minister Khanal highlighted the current government's priority to institutionalizing good governance, economic development, and prosperity. He also invited the Nepali community to participate in the nation-building campaign in Nepal. Earlier, the foreign minister planted a sapling at the premises of the Nepali embassy. He also received briefings from the Chargé d'Affaires and other officials on the functioning and priorities of the embassy. Minister Khanal instructed officials of the embassy to promote Nepal's interest in China and to provide effective services to Nepali citizens there. The foreign minister is scheduled to hold bilateral talks with his Chinese counterpart in Beijing today at 5:45 p.m. local time, that is in a short while. Minister Khanal will return home on the 17th of June, wrapping up his official trip. A decades-long rescue mission has successfully introduced more than 2,300 endangered Karyal crocodiles into Nepal's river systems, though conservationists warn that a harsh survival bottleneck awaits them in the wild. Over the past 45 years, the Karyal Crocodile Breeding Center in Chitwan National Park has released 2,315 of the prehistoric reptiles into various habitats. The Rapti River received the vast majority of the population at 1,560 individuals, including a recent batch of 225 crocodiles released during the current fiscal year. The center has also targeted the Narayani, Saptakosi and Karnali rivers for population restoration. Despite these massive captive breeding milestones, wild populations have stubbornly plateaued. A census conducted last year recorded just 366 individuals across both the Rapti and Narayani rivers, a stark reminder of the challenges the species faces on once leaving the sanctuary. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. The United States and Iran have agreed to a framework peace deal to end their months-long conflict, with mediator Pakistan announcing an immediate and permanent termination of military operations across all fronts, including Lebanon. The agreement, finalized late Sunday following intensive diplomatic efforts, is scheduled for an official signing ceremony this Friday in Switzerland. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed the breakthrough on social media, declaring the deal complete and authorizing the immediate removal of the U.S. naval blockade to allow the reopening of the strategic Strait of Hormuz shipping lane. Financial markets responded swiftly to the announcement, with global oil prices falling amid expectations of resumed energy shipments. In Tehran, the Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister confirmed the agreement in a state television broadcast, detailing that the two nations will enter a 60-day negotiation period to seek a final agreement. While Iran's top military command hailed the development as a victory for the country, Iranian officials noted that the formal implementation of the Memorandum of Understanding will begin once it is officially signed on Friday. The comprehensive text of the agreement has yet to be formally published. However, diplomatic sources indicate that the immediate priority of the framework is to extend the regional ceasefire established on the 8th of April. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. House meeting ongoing. Opposition MPs demand government's response on national sovereignty issue. Foreign Affairs Minister Sisir Kanal addresses Nepali community in China and visits Chinese Academy of Sciences. Bilateral talks taking place in a short while. And US and Iran agree framework deal to end war, Strait of Hormuz to reopen. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.